Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind. Years ago, I bought a book of Ray Bradbury's short stories, and I remember reading Ray Bradbury while I was in, growing up, I guess. And one of my teachers, I'm trying to remember which one now, or which ones, but I certainly remember the stories, and he wrote a lot of great stories, and of course, probably one of his most famous is Fahrenheit 451, but there's a lot of short stories that he wrote, some of which were the basis for things like Fahrenheit 451, but he had a lot of great ideas, and one of the ones I read last night was actually a story called The Smile, and society had gotten to a point where everybody had gotten so fed up with civilization, I guess, that they basically just started destroying everything that had to do with civilization. And so, factories were getting destroyed. People were, they were destroying art and pretty much anything, right? Other than just what they needed to live and subsist. And I think about this and it was written in the 50s, I guess. And it was one of those, post-apocalyptic stories, I guess. But it made me think that, didn't we just go through this? Kind of. I mean, people are kind of destroying things right now. There's a lot of, with a lot of the stuff that was going on in 2020, it certainly seems that way. And, people are, people are withdrawing, I think, in some ways, or getting back to basics. And I don't know. I mean, maybe they're not destroying civilization kind of the way that it's portrayed in the story, but certainly at a certain point you need to take a step back and kind of go, okay, is all this stuff that we're doing and consuming, is it healthy? And I don't know, right? Do we really need to have all this technology? I'm trying to simplify, although, because of course I'm saying that as at the same time I'm potentially getting more equipment for my, so I can do some stuff here for work, but really just in my personal life. I'm picking up books again, which I've never been a huge book person, and maybe it's just because the act of trying to figure out what book to read has always been such a pain in the butt. But, I do have a few books around here and sometimes that's easier than, it's probably better just mentally to not be looking at the phone or an iPad or whatever, right? And I've read a few things on the iPad for sure, but certainly something like an Amazon, although that's becoming problematic. But there are ways to get digital books, of course, and there are ways to get physical books, and you can buy them or check them out from your library or whatever. My wife's a very voracious reader, and I'm surprised she hasn't read the entire library at this point. The number of books that she can go through very quickly is, I guess it's good that there's a lot of people that have written books. And so, or at least the kinds of books that she likes to read. But I think with all this technology, yeah, there is a dark side to it. And we have access to information that we didn't have before and in the volumes of which we didn't have it. And yeah, that's got to have some impact on us as humans. And it's at some point, I think we saw flashes of it, in 2020, that at some point people are just going to rebel and say, screw this. And, is it going to be, will it get to the point where people are going to smash cars in the street and be excited about it, or tear up a painting of the Mona Lisa, which is what that story was about, by the way. Sorry for the spoiler, but it's quite something to think about. And there's some people that think that, yeah, we are kind of on a ruinous path of, we're going down the road that, Rome went through at some point, right? The Roman civilization. It went through some of these similar things that we're going through now, and, look at where they're at. So yeah, there's enough historical parallels there. That was the other thing. I was listening to a podcast where, this concept of cancel culture that we're hearing about now, it's not new. It's been going on for a long time. It's, you go through history and you can find, and there's times when people have torn down, figurines or, you know, or the statues or whatever of the past. Because they for whatever reason, they don't want to, you know, you can argue about why something was, you know, why they made a statue of somebody or not, right? But once it's made, it's like, okay, well, you know, I think forgetting that it happened, it's like that old, it's like the old saying, right? Those who forget history, you know, their history are doomed to repeat it. And, you know, and yeah, I think we're kind of collectively doing that right now. It's just, it seems like, yeah, we are going through, we're going through the end phases of, you know, of whatever it is we're going through right now. It's you know, whatever civilization or you know, the American experiment or whatever name you want to give it. Seems like we are kind of in those end phases, right? If we look at the historical parallels, it's pretty clear to see. And the question is if, you know, we'll be collectively smart enough to stop it before something bad happens, right? Are we all going to be living in squalor like in the story, you know, like in the Smile story? And, you know, is that going to happen? I don't know. I mean, been reading a lot of, a lot of old fiction lately and things like 1984 and Brave New World. And it's kind of scary how some of that, you look at what was written in some of those stories and the parallels that are going on right now. It's frightening and, you know, to think about, but you know, I can only do what I can do. And I'm trying to keep a positive attitude about it. And most of it I can't control. So maybe that's why I'm trying to simplify my own life, even if I am getting a few more gadgets here and there. My goal is to simplify, you know, simplify my food, simplify my, just simplify a lot of things about, and yeah, I can't keep, I, cause it seems like the more that we have, the more that we want, and there's never enough. And I don't know that. Yeah. I don't think as humans we're designed to live with that or to be able to cope with that. I think we're still, you know, the information age is, it supplies us with a lot of great information. I mean, there's information that I couldn't have gotten, you know, God, I'll even just give a personal example of that. I mean, back in 2005, when I was trying to lose weight, I don't remember how I found out about, you know, the Atkins thing, right? And there wasn't a whole lot of information about it. And I remember buying the Atkins book even. And this is that there was, I think I even going through some of the old blog posts I wrote, I think I'd even ran into something called keto, right? Which was relatively new back then, but it's a lot of the same ideas. But you know, now it's like, there's so much information out there that it's hard to sort through and figure out what's right and what's not. And, you know, some things work for some people and some don't. You know, so when I did this a second time, there was a lot more, I could find a whole lot more information and I was able to, you know, I was able to do it. And we also learned more too, right? And collectively, you know, from, you know, since 2005, I think there's been a whole lot more information being discovered and there's actually been studies and that kind of thing. Right. So there's a lot. Yeah. So it's not all bad, but clearly there's a point there's a point at which it's maybe not so great. So I don't know what the answer is, but I know what I can do. And again, that's just reduce the sources of information I'm consuming. I don't need to be on social media all the time. I don't need to be, I don't necessarily even need to be connected. Maybe I'll, you know, that might be the next thing I do. But anyway, this is, hopefully we don't end up in the post-apocalyptic future that we've all read in many, many stories. I guess I could throw out Anthem by Ayn Rand as another possible example of something that could happen. These are all things that could potentially happen. And, you know, it's upon all of us to try and stop it from happening. Or maybe that's what we want. I don't know. I mean, that's the way it's going to go. If, I don't know, something for the positive doesn't come along to reverse that or slow it down or something. But all I can do is, you know, do what I can and try to keep a positive attitude and such.
Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.